Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, everybody. You know who it is. Coach Mike Jones, I'm the coach with the most. Coming at you hard from coast to coast. I don't want to boast, but now I got to boost you in my social media posts. You double dose, or diagnose. You feeling tired, life inspired, now you're a ghost. I'll be your host, so won't you raise a toast to the coach with the most, Coach Mike Jones.
Coach Mike Jones Show podcast, episode 17, live here on location at Bethel High School in Spanaway, Washington, not too far from my house here in Puyallup. Well, anyway, today's a special day, ABC Days show with PWF, World Underground Wrestling, CPW, NGW, and others. Wrestlers from all over the state and all over the world are here today. And, one of my longtime friends and managers, business partners, Mr. Nice Man Hank Miller in the house. How you doing, brother?
Doing just fantastic. It's a beautiful day out here in Spanaway, and I can't wait to be the one to give away the first over-the-top battle royal for the Hank Miller Invitationals. So who's going to be the lucky one to receive this title? I don't know. If you're not here, you're not going to find out.
Exactly. Today, history will be made today, the first inaugural champion for the Hank Miller Invitational Battle Royal. Wrestlers from all over the world are here today in this tournament. So let's see who goes victorious today. Of course, my vote's always for Wild Lyle and the Real School Army, but we'll see. There's lots of tough talent in there today. So what else do they got coming up today?
Well, we got a lot of good matches coming up. Actually, they got a match right now. The first match, Wild Lyle defended his NGW championship, and he retained that belt. And speaking of Wild Lyle, here he is right now, Wild Lyle.
All right, the NGW Undisputed Champion in the house. Already took care of Darth Carter early on the card. Hey, how you doing, brother?
Thanks for having me, Coach. Always a pleasure. Here I am, the undisputed champion, Wild Lyle. I am the wild one. Once again, stepped into the ring and handled my business, did what was necessary. Darth Carter, man, he's always just a bunch of words, and that's about all he's good for. And also pancaking him, that's always fun, but we'll see how things go with that in the future. Look forward to more matches and more events. This PFW show at the All Bethel Community Center. All right, Spanaway, Washington, Bethel High School. All Bethel Community Days, that is. What you got to say, Coach?
Yeah, and you're going to be defending your championship against Viento here shortly in a rematch from last December. It was a tough knockout, drag-out match, which, man, you came out alive, but that was a close one.
Yeah, like always, you know, I'm here to just get business done, and I'm here to work, and I've been putting in the work to get ready and prepared, and I'm just hoping that he himself is as ready as I am.
All right, brother, good luck. And plus, they got that Battle Royal Championship, the inaugural one. My vote's always for you. You're the hardest working guy in the Northwest as far as I'm concerned. So what do you think about that one?
Well, I certainly appreciate that, Coach. You know, I mean, I'm strapped on with the Undisputed Championship right now, and, you know, a double belt wouldn't look bad.
All right, cool. Thank you. All right, now we got Scott Dutton in the house from CPW. Seds, brother, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Great. So what do you guys got coming up today?
I don't know. I have no idea what's going on. Somebody drugged me here.
And I heard you people have been making challenges to you.
Oh, yeah, somebody, I heard that, you know, this guy named Sexy Pants wants a piece, and he doesn't care what kind of match it is, so it's going to be Seds rules.
That's not just Sexy Pants. That's a PWF champion, right?
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Plus, you're going to be going for that Battle Royal Championship, too. You might want to get all the belts today, right?
Yeah, I'll get as many belts as I can. But you know what? Today's about the community. Today's about fun. I'm trying to just have fun.
All right. What about CPW? How you guys doing?
CPW's doing good. Right now we're looking for a new home. Once we have a new home, we'll start reaching out to everybody.
All right. Thanks a lot. We're looking forward to talking to Jeff and Yvonne, too. Maybe see if you can find them for us. Thank you. All right. Next up, we got Jackson Bourne in the house, which from the MRT, he stepped up and accepted Moondog Ace's open challenge. Moondog Ace got a tall order today. He's going against Jackson Bourne and Squatch. So we'll see what happens. How you doing, Jackson?
Oh, man, it feels great to be back in the ring. It's been a while. MRT's here to represent. Hopefully you all are coming out. Bethel High School, get out here and see the action.
Hey, how's your manager?
He's doing all right. I mean, he's got a couple of things that he's got to work through, but I think we'll make it through.
All right. I heard John Davidson's also going to be in the Battle Royal.
Hey, if he wants to get in the Battle Royal, that's all up to him. You know, I've got Paul Cerberus here. Me and him are going to, you know, we're going to throw hands. You know, I just got done with Marks. Marks is a great opponent. You know, Paul tried to get in there. I got him, but I ended up losing the match. So it is what it is.
Okay. And then, yeah, you know, against Moondog, have you wrestled him before?
No, I haven't wrestled Moondog, but I'm going to tell you right now, Moondog thinks that it's going to be an easy task. He's never gone up against a psychotic one, Jackson Bourne, so he might want to sit there and prepare a little bit more, and it's going to be a great fight.
Okay, because you got Real School Army in the house. We got the greatest trainers in the world. We got Taskmaster Kevin Sullivan as our mentor. We're looking pretty good, but I know we don't take you guys for granted, and we know it looks good on paper, but we still got to go out there and fight. So, we wish you luck, brother, and thanks for the challenge. We're here for you, brother.
Appreciate it, brother. Thank you.
Yeah, and you know what?
I'll get one of those shirts sometime.
All right, and then also, what a day in Northwest history. Last night, the Mariners clinched the playoffs for the first time in 21 years. So we're already locked up a wild card. There's 7 more games to go. Today we'll be facing Oakland again. And, yeah. It's going to be great. Today, the Mariners are playing here, day game coming up. And then after that, we got Detroit to finish the season off. All right. Well, Hank, I hear that you're looking for buildings in Tacoma in the Pierce County area also.
Yeah, we are. We're looking for a building where we can work out an arrangement to where we can run every other month so we can keep this thing going and alive. So that's what we're doing right now. Hopefully, I'll have more information in the upcoming weeks.
All right, cool. And, yep, right now we got MRT's manager, Don Davidson, in the house. How you doing, brother?
Doing all right. I hear you had some things to say about me.
Yeah.
I'm standing right here. Say it.
Okay, you already know, brother. We got the Real School Army in the house. And then, of course, we know Jackson is a solid competitor. We do not take you guys for granted, but we do got news for you, and we will be settling this in the ring.
We'll see.
Okay, and then we hear you're going to be trying to go for that Battle Royal Championship also.
Betcha.
How many matches you got under your belt, brother?
Oh, well, not enough, but I need some.
Okay, so
I'm hungry.
All right, well, hey, you're qualified for that title just like anyone else. We'll see what happens. All right, what else you guys got coming up?
We got a few things coming up. We're working on Operation Anti-Bully. It's a public relations thing. We're just tired of seeing kids get bullied and taking their lives. So we're doing a 25 push-up challenge, 25 push-ups for 25 days. Each push-up symbolizes a child who has taken their life due to bullying. So we want to lift them up. And we want to stop bullying in the schools. We want to stop bullying in the workplace. because everybody should be able to go to school and go to work without having the stress of who's going to talk crap to me next. What are they going to say next? How are they going to put me down next? It shouldn't be happening.
Exactly. And how do people get a hold of you guys?
You can get a hold of us on Facebook. You can get a hold of me on Twitter. You can get a hold of me on Instagram. I'm all over the place. Just look for me, John Davidson.
All right. Thanks a lot, brother. All right. Yeah. And, you know, man, the NGW Green Room's been working hard here in the Northwest. We just got back from a two-week tour for the Real School Army Worldwide brand. And, man, we worked our butt off out there. Went to Longview out there, worked 7 12-hour days, made more money than we've ever have in a week, more money than I made fishing, started here in the Northwest. We want to thank our sponsor, A-Plus Payless Handyman Services, for all their help and support, and we're really grateful. We just got back from Vegas also. We got about 25 interviews in the NGW Green Room there, and I posted almost half of them already, and I'll continue to post them. It's nice. I got Sabu, Bob Orton Jr., Santana Jackson, and many others. So, yeah, I'm very grateful. We're looking forward to Cauliflower Alley. What a great time. Taskmaster Kevin Sullivan, the Real School Army's mentor, was inducted into their Hall of Fame. Andrew Anderson inducted him into the Hall of Fame. What a special night, you know, to get to sit with Kevin the first night of the awards ceremony, getting to sit next to J.J. Dillon and pick his brain for the whole show. My goodness. And then tell J.J. all the stuff I admired about him and all the stuff that he did for wrestling that I was so grateful for. So what a time in Cauliflower Alley at the Plaza Hotel and Casino. My goodness, that was a great time. They moved it from the Gold Coast in Vegas to the Plaza Hotel. And it was not a bad gig. I mean, one thing I can say for the Plaza, man, they had the greatest casino soundtrack I had ever heard in my life. Compared to the Northwest here, they got the Emerald Queen, the Muckle Shoot, and all these casinos. I'm not kidding you. Their soundtracks in the Northwest consist of gambling songs that make you want to shoot yourself. But down there in Vegas at the Plaza, they had the greatest soundtrack I ever heard. I walk in, Kiss 100,000 Years is playing. They even played Thin Lizzy's Wild One. My goodness, every song was a hit, badass song, classic. Man, it was not one bad song I heard while I was there at the Plaza. And, of course, it was nice to have my girl there. We made it over to the Stratosphere Tower. We walked down Fremont, went to the Nerd Bar, got to see our buddy Human Tornado. We got to walk the strip with UFC Hall of Famer Stephen Bonner. Man, it was quite the experience and quite a blast, man. It's so much fun there and with all them lights that when you leave Vegas, you're still seeing lights when you close your eyes for like 2 days more. You know, you can just relive it just by shutting your eyes. It's such a wonderful deal. I love Vegas. We'll be going back to the 57th annual next year. All right, let me see if I can find someone else today. See Triple D roaming around. He's about to defend his PWF championship here today. Here pretty soon, and let me see. Triple D, can we get a minute with you? All right, here we go. We got Triple D, the Pacific Wrestling Federation heavyweight champion. He's going to be defending it today. Hey, Paul, we thank you so much for all you do for wrestling and for helping this event.
Oh, not a problem. You know, anything I can go and make myself look better off these scum. You know, that's what I do.
Exactly. You're going to be defending your title at least once, I heard.
At least? No, only once. I don't put more effort in than I have to. And there ain't no way that old man pimp's going to make me do it more than once.
And I heard Jackson Bourne stepped up so far, or who was it?
Everybody wants a piece of the pie when it comes to Mr. Paul Preston. You know, they can try and try and try, and they can beg all they want. But when it comes down to it, I make the decision what happens with this championship belt.
Exactly. And you being one of the best wrestlers in the Northwest, this should be a great match today. We really appreciate it.
Well, I got to go do my thing and go get ready, and I'm done talking to you, old man. I got to go look good for the people. All right, brother. Thank you. All right, Pop Ballard in the house.
The coach with the most from coast to coast. It's Mike Jones, baby.
That's right. The one and only Pops Ballard here in his zebra suit getting ready to go out there and hold it right down the line. Right, brother?
Well, this was a three-way dance, so I don't know if there's right down the middle because, you know, you got three people, you know what I mean? So you got to kind of got to do the triangle kind of thingy, you know.
Exactly. And we want to thank you, Pops, for your production and for helping this event be possible. And for all you do in your media, and then just everything you do, we appreciate it.
No, thank you, guys. I got to have it's a passion. That's all it is. It's a passion.
Exactly, and it starts way before the fair that you set that up, and what a blessing for Northwest Wrestling. We thank you so much.
Let's hope these seeds that we're planting this month and last month blossom into wonderful plants of pro wrestling everywhere.
Exactly. All right, thanks, Pops. See if you can find me someone else here. All right, yes. Scattered everywhere. I'm outside because it's sort of loud in there. So we're sending someone back in to see if they can find anybody else. All right, it looks like we got Travis Mayhem coming up here. Let's see what he's got going. Hey, Travis, how you doing, brother? I see you got your CPW shirt. All right, he's staffed today. What do you got going?
Not a whole lot right now today. Just here for ABC Days, hanging out with the guys. CPW, New Generation Wrestling, and we've got Combat Pros in there. Who else we got in there?
Underground.
Yep, everybody's here today.
Yeah, yeah. All right, and then what do you got coming up?
For me, I'm going to be ring crewing for SOS here this coming up weekend. And for right now, just kind of doing whatever I can do, whatever I'm needed for.
All right, we really appreciate all your help.
Yeah, yeah.
And, man, we miss you out there filming, but, of course, it looks like they got that covered today.
Today we got Pops has got his equipment here, and we don't need my equipment for today.
All right, thanks again, man.
Yep.
See if you can find someone else for us, please.
Sweet.
All right, yeah. All right, well, we got Feel Good on the announcing today, so it looks like he's a little tied up. Next match looks like it's going to be Seds. I wonder with Pops Ballard is the referee for this one. Let's see. Okay, well, anyway, yep, we got Turnbuckle Turmoil back tomorrow, 1 o'clock with myself and Sign Guy. Yesterday we had Aaron Grossworth on yesterday. What a great show. All right, here's the ring announcement right here. Oh, Randy Zellers against Sed. That should be a hard-hitting match. There he goes. Randy's getting him going. Yeah. All right, we see Yvonne Sieber. All right, it looks like Yvonne Sieber's coming over. The owner of CPW. Yvonne. All right, yep, here she comes. All right, we got Yvonne Sieber from CPW in the house. How you doing, Yvonne?
How are you?
Good. We're glad to see you here today. You come a long way to this match.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, though. Everybody's getting together and doing a good thing, so it's fun.
You're looking good, and we're glad to see that you're over the rough times and things get better from here on out.
Yep, I'm getting better every day.
All right, we really appreciate all that you do. And you guys got anything coming up?
We have some stuff in the works, and we will put it out here to you guys soon, so stay tuned.
All right, yeah, and that Battle Royal Championships today, it's got your logo on there, so somebody is going to be making history today.
That's right. May the best man or woman win.
All right, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. All right, Yvonne Sieber. All right, here we go. We got former Real School Army manager and brother, known this guy from day one, Mr. Feelgood. How you doing, brother?
Coach, I'm doing great. This is a fantastic day here at Bethel School District's ABC Days. It's a fantastic event for all the kids, all the community, and we got a whole bunch of vendors. And here we are, Pacific Wrestling Federation, New Generation Wrestling, Combat Pro Wrestling, We got Northwest Pro Wrestling. We got a bunch of us representing here, and I tell you what, I'm blessed to be here, glad to be here, hyped, jacked, ready to rock.
Yeah, and last one was at Graham Kapowsin, like you were saying, and then this is the same school district you went to, right?
Yes, sir. I graduated from Spanish Lake High School many, many moons ago. Can't tell you when because I don't remember. It's been a long time.
All right, brother, and what do you got coming up?
Well, we got an event coming up. I believe it's Saturday, October 15th, Northwest Pro at the Vaughn Civic Center in Vaughn, Washington. I got a couple surprises in the works. I'm looking forward to a little double secret project with the Real School Army that I can't even tell you about. And you're the man of the Real School Army.
Exactly.
You didn't even know about that, did you? I got a project in the works with you, and I haven't even told you yet.
Okay, yes. And there is a rumor that Wes Stock, Hall of Famer and World Series champion, is out there somewhere that one of these days we might have to come down, right?
You know, every time I find him, I turn my back just to say, hey, buddy, check it out. And then all of a sudden he's gone. He's hard to track down, but I tell you what, I still wouldn't cross him. You know, he's got a right hand that you wouldn't want to touch 88 years later.
Yeah, with that 95 mile an hour fastball he had back in the day, my goodness.
Oh man, you know he was incredible, and I tell you what, you know, a kinder man you'd never meet. You know, but a guy like that's got a lot of demands on his time. You know, hell, I'm right now. I'm doing this. I got a match going on right now that I'm announcing. So hopefully it doesn't end soon. Oh, yep, they're still hanging and banging in there.
And then, so you got to manage today. You're with Chris Marks today, right?
You know, I'm always on the lookout for good talent. I'm always in the mood to rumble and rock. And you know, Real School Army, whether it's Chris Marks, Christopher Ryzik, J.D. Mason, it doesn't matter. You know, if I find the right guy in the right situation, we're gonna win some money.
Exactly, and especially with your track record and your overall record and what you bring to the table, you all obviously bring a lot to a match. We appreciate you so much.
Hey, Coach, it's always a pleasure to work with the Real School Army, whether it's you know, Stephen Bonner, Kevin Sullivan, Wild Lyle, Wes Briscoe. You know, we've had some good ones cross our way, and there's going to be many good more. Always have a connection to the Real School Army, and you know we go our separate ways from time to time, but no harm, no foul, no hard feelings. You know, whenever it's time to strap on that purple shirt again, we're ready to rock.
Exactly. Thank you so much, brother. We appreciate it.
Coach, rock on.
All right. Feel good, brother. The one and only Feel Good. Yes. So, yeah, here we are. ABC Days, Spanaway, Washington, Bethel High School. Matches are currently going on. Let's take a look and see what we got going on in there. Like I said, it was Seds versus Paul Sherbus. Man, what a brawl. Yeah, the crowd's on the edge of their seat in here. My goodness. All right, well, looks like we might have to wrap it up early today. A lot of stuff going on here at the event. They got a Black Hawk helicopter here I'm going to have to go check out here later. Really appreciate all you guys listening, all the support, all the love, all the emails from all over the world, all the support in our T-shirt sales. Man, we sold like 50 T-shirts during Cauliflower Alley. And, of course, our top seller is South Korea. And we got listeners from France, Japan, South Korea, Norway, Iceland, Greenland. You name it, they love us. So we appreciate it. And we're going to try to continue to bring the top talent and interviews from people all over the world. So I want to thank you guys so much for listening, all your support, and everything you guys do. You guys can check me out at Coach Mike Jones, the coach with the most. Coach Mike Jones on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Don't forget to check out the Real School Army and the NGW Green Room for interviews from wrestlers all over the world. Also, the Coach Mike Jones Show podcast every Saturday at noon Pacific time. And then Also, our main sponsor, A-Plus Payless Handyman Services. We're really grateful for them. Then, of course, Big Boys Towing. We're really grateful for them. And Sub Pop Music. Thanks for them, too. All right, guys. We appreciate it so much. Have a great day.
That's right, everybody. You know who it is. Coach Mike Jones on the coach with the most. Coming at you hard from coast to coast. I don't want to boast, but now I got to roast you in my social media posts. You double dose, a diet dose. You feeling tired, life inspired, now you're a ghost. I'll be your host, so won't you raise a toast to the coach with the most, Coach Mike Jones.
But we do got one of the coordinators from the ABC days here. So before we end, let's talk to him. All right, sir. Hey, well, let everyone know a little bit about ABC days.
Yeah, so this is our 12th annual ABC day. About 15 years ago, then we found out that there was really nothing going on here in South Pierce County by way of a gathering, except for just the fair down in Puyallup. So we decided to start our own gathering, and we called it All Bethel Community Day, or ABC Day for short. And the first year we had about 1,000 people come, so we thought, hey, this is probably worth our time and energy. So since then, we've built up. This is our 12th annual. We had 2 years that COVID interrupted us. This is our 12th annual All Bethel Community Day. And last time we had it, we had 9,000 people that showed up. So there's three stages of entertainment. There's obviously you guys who are just such a major draw, and we cannot thank you enough for coming each year. You add so much to ABC Day. And then we also have things outside, things like UH-60 Black Hawk helicopter. We have horse and wagon rides. We have all kinds of food vendors. And then inside we have about 200 exhibits, vendors and exhibitors. And so it's just kind of steadily grown. This year we also started out with a fun run, and all a 5K fun run, and each year it just gets bigger and bigger. Next year will be October 7th, 2023 at Graham Kapowsin High School, and we hope that you can be there again to entertain us. We really appreciate it.
Yes, we really had fun last year, or the last time at Graham Kapowsin. We really appreciate this event and all you guys do, and we hope to continue to blossom with you guys. And then, hey, how do people get a hold of you guys if they're interested in joining next year, or just to learn more about you guys?
Yeah, so if you're Facebookers, we have our All Bethel Community Day Facebook page. And if you follow that, you'll see the activities will start to get posted. We also have our Bethel School District Facebook page. If you're a resident in South Pierce County in the Bethel School District boundaries, you'll also receive the Bethel Pride, which is a newspaper. And then also, if you want to, you can get hold of Jay Brower, and it's just the letter J, B as in boy, R-O-W-E-R, at Bethel. That's B-E-T-H-E-L, S as in school, D as in district.org. If you have ideas, or if you want to join us, if you have something to offer the community, or if you have questions about ABC Day,
Okay, thank you so much. And what was your name again, sir?
It's Jay Brower.
Okay, Jay Brower, yes. Thank you so much, Jay. We appreciate it, and we're looking forward to continuing to blossom with you guys. And, hey, our goal is always try to do bigger and better. And, hey, let's go for 18,000.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, there he is, Jay Brower, ABC Days. All right, guys, thanks again for another show and all your support. We love you so much. We're so grateful, and we appreciate it. You guys have a great weekend, and God bless you.